Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, perek Yud Gimel. The last perek described the motion of the celestial sphere containing the sun, and how to determine the actual location of the sun within its sphere, the Mahalach HaEmtza'i, at the start of any given day. But this doesn't tell us where an observer on Earth will see the sun relative to all the stars in the outer sphere, what the Rambam calls the true location, Makom HaMiti, of the sun, because the Earth is not located at the center of the sun's orbit. In this perek, the Rambam explains how to derive the Makom HaMiti of the sun on any given day from its Mahalach HaEmtza'i. The key to doing this is the concept of Minat HaMaslul, which the Rambam will define in Halacha Bet. Halacha Aleph, Im tirtzeh leida mekom ha-shemesh ha-miti b'chol yom she-tirtzeh, totzi tchila mekoma ha-emtza'i l'oto ha-yom al ha-derech she-bi'arnu, v'totzi mekom gova ha-shemesh, v'tigra mekom gova ha-shemesh mimekom ha-shemesh ha-emtza'i, v'anish'ar hu ha-nikra maslul ha-shemesh. In order to understand this halacha and the following one, we need to look at the first illustration in the image file accompanying this recording. The point Aleph denotes the Earth, Bet denotes the eccentric, the center of the sphere of the sun, and Gimel denotes the Gova, the point in the sun's orbit at which it is farthest from Earth. Note, as we pointed out in the last perek, that Gimel is on the line connecting Aleph and Bet. Before we get to the angles which are labeled in this illustration, let's use it in order to understand the difference between Mahalach HaEmtza'i of the sun and its Makom HaMiti. The inner circle is the actual path of the sun, and the outer circle is the observed path of the sun against the backdrop of the stars in the outer sphere. Recall that this path is called the ecliptic, or the Milkah in Hebrew. Suppose that the sun is located at the Gova, point Gimel, not the point Shin where it appears in the illustration. Then the observer on Earth, Aleph, would see the sun on point Gimel prime, on the ecliptic. The point Gimel in the sun's actual orbit is located at the same angle within the small circle at which the point Gimel prime is located within the larger circle, the ecliptic. In the illustration, this angle is 0 degrees, because both points Gimel and Gimel prime are on top, but the same would be true if the entire illustration were rotated. To express this in the Rambam's terminology, when the sun is located at its gova, there is no difference between the Mahalach HaEmtza'i and the Makom HaMiti of the sun. The observed angle is the angle at which the sun is actually located within its orbit. But now consider what happens when the sun is located at point Shin in its orbit, as it is in the illustration. This point is a little more than 90 degrees counterclockwise from the gova within the sun's orbit. This is the angle labeled B in the illustration, with vertex Bet. But consider where in the ecliptic, the outer circle, the sun is observed by a person on Earth. This is point Shin prime in the illustration, which is substantially less than 9 degrees, more like 60 degrees, counterclockwise from Gimel prime along the ecliptic. This is the angle labeled A in the illustration, with vertex Aleph. So now we translate the Rambam in this halacha. If you wish to know the Makom HaMiti of the sun on a given day, then we first need to know the angle B. This angle is not the Mahalach HaEmtza'i itself, but rather the difference between the Mahalach HaEmtza'i and the angle of the Gova. So too, the angle A is not the Makom HaMiti itself, but the difference between the Makom HaMiti and the Gova. In the illustration, the gova happens to be 0 degrees, but at whatever angle the gova is, B and A denote how much further in the counterclockwise direction are the Mahalach HaEmtza'i and the Makom HaMiti of the sun, respectively. So we can find angle B easily. We know the Mahalach HaEmtza'i of the sun, and we know its gova, both from the last perek. So B is just the first angle minus the second. This difference, angle B, is called the Maslul HaShemesh. Halacha Bet. V'tireh kama ma'alot hu Maslul HaShemesh. Im haya Maslul pachot mimea ushmoni ma'alot, tigra minat ha-maslul mimekom ha-shemesh ha-emtza'i. V'im haya ha-maslul yater al mea ushmoni ma'alot, al 360, tosif minat ha-maslul al mekom ha-shemesh ha-emtza'i. U'ma sh'yeh achar she-tosif alav o tigra mimenu, hu ha-makom ha-miti. V'da, שאם היה מסלול 180 בשווה, או 360 בשווה, אין לו מנה, אלא יהיה המקום האמצעי, הוא המקום האמיתי. Once we know the מסלול השמש, how do we find the מקום האמיתי of the sun? First note two special cases, which the Rambam mentions last in Halacha Gimel. If the Maslul HaShemesh is zero, meaning that the sun is at its gova, then the Makom Amiti is also zero, as we've explained. In addition, if the Maslul HaShemesh is 180 degrees, meaning that the sun is at point Dalid in the illustration, then the Makom Amiti is the point Dalid prime, where the angle is also 180 degrees. So if the sun is at either antipode of its orbit, the gova, where the sun is highest and furthest away from Earth, or the shafel, when the sun is closest to Earth, then the Makom HaMiti is equal to the Maslul HaShemesh. But what if the Maslul HaShemesh is in between these two points? The Rambam distinguishes between two situations. The first is if the Maslul HaShemesh is between 0 and 180 degrees, as it is in the first illustration in the image file. In this case, the way to find angle A from angle B is to subtract from angle B the angle S on the left with vertex shin where the sun is located. Why is this difference, B minus S, equal to the angle A? This is a basic fact from geometry. Since the sum of the angles in a triangle is 180 degrees, and the sum of angles which together make a straight line is also 180 degrees, the conclusion is that B is equal to A plus S, and therefore angle A is just B minus S. The angle S is called Minat HaMaslul. The second illustration in the image file is a case in which the Maslul HaShemesh B is larger than 180 degrees. It isn't hard to show, we'll skip the mathematical details, that in this case, the relation between the three angles is the opposite. Angle A is equal to B plus S, rather than B minus S. So in summary, and this is what the Rambam says in Halacha Bet, angle A is what we want to find, and it is equal to the Makom HaMiti minus the Gova. To derive angle A from the Maslul HaShemesh B, the adjustment which must be made is exactly the Minat HaMaslul. Subtract this amount from the Maslul HaShemesh if the latter is less than 180 degrees, and add the Minat HaMaslul to the Maslul HaShemesh if the Maslul HaShemesh is more than 180 degrees. Halacha Dalit begins with the crucial question, the Kamahi Minat HaMaslul. What is the size of this angle S, which allows us to find the Makom HaMiti of the sun? This question is followed by a list, which gives the Minat HaMaslul for every possible Maslul HaShemesh, angle B, at intervals of 10 degrees, starting at 10 degrees and ending at 180 degrees. Where do these numbers come from? The Rambam learnt astronomy from the works of the great Arabic astronomer Al-Battani, who lived in modern-day Syria between 2 and 3 centuries before the time of the Rambam. Al-Battani is considered the greatest astronomer of medieval Islam, and he was able to make more precise measurements of the heavens than anyone who preceded him. His observations were meticulously collected in tables and charts, which influenced later scientists for close to a millennium. Many of the lists of numbers and angles, which we will see in the coming prakim, also had their source in the works of Al-Battani. Halacha Hey. Haya maslul yater al 180 malot, tigra oto mishlosh meot v'shishim malot v'teida minato. Ketzad, הרי שהיה מסלול 200 מעלות, תגרע אותו מ-360, תישאר 160 מעלות, וכבר הודענו שמנת 160 מעלות, 42 חלקים, וכן מנת 200, 42 חלקים. וכן אם היה המסלול 300 מעלות, תגרע אותו מ-360, יישאר 60, וכבר ידעת שמנת 60 מעלות, מעלה אחת ו-41 חלקים, וכן היא מנת ה-300 מעלות, והדרך זו בכל מניין ומניין. The list in Halacha Dalid only goes up to 180 degrees. What is the Manat HaMaslul for larger angles of Maslul HaShemesh, from 180 to 360 degrees? This Halacha says that in order to find the Manat HaMaslul for a Maslul HaShemesh greater than 180 degrees, just subtract it from 360 degrees and use the Manat HaMaslul of that angle. For example, if the Maslul HaShemesh is 200 degrees, use the Minat HaMaslul of 160 degrees. 160 is 360 minus 200, which from Halacha Dalid we know to be 42 minutes. If the Maslul HaShemesh is 300 degrees, use the Menat HaMaslul of 60 degrees, 360 minus 300, which from Halacha Dalid is 1 degree and 41 minutes. The reason this works is demonstrated in the third illustration in the accompanying image file. The positions Shin 1 and Shin 2, at which the sun is located, have Maslul HaShemesh angles B1 and B2, which add up to 360 degrees. For example, let's assume that B1 is 70 degrees and B2 is 290 degrees. It is easy to see in the illustration, and not hard to prove mathematically, that the Menat HaMaslul angles, S1 and S2, are equal. In Halacha Dalid, we find that the Menat HaMaslul for a Maslul HaShemesh of 70 degrees is 1 degree and 51 minutes. So angle A1, used to find the Makom HaMiti of the sun at position S1, is 70 degrees minus this, that is 60 degrees and 9 minutes. And angle A2, used when the sun is at position S2, is 290 degrees plus this, that is 291 degrees and 51 minutes. The list in Halacha Dalid only gives values of Menat HaMaslul for angles which are multiples of 10. Halachot Zayin and Chet explain how to find the Menat HaMaslul for other angles. Harei she'aya maslul chamesh v'shishim ma'alot, uchvar yadanu shemenat ha-shishim hi ma'ala achat v'chal v'arba'im chelek, umenat ha-shivim hi ma'ala achat v'chal v'chamishim chelek, nimtza bein shnei ha-manot asara chalakim, ulfi cheshbon ha-malot yeh lechol ma'ala chelek echad, v'yeh menat ha-maslul shu chamesh v'shishim ma'ala achat v'shisha v'arba'im chalakim. וכן אילו היה המסלול 7 ו-60, היה מנתו מעלה אחת ושמונה וארבעים חלק, ועל דרך זו תעשה בכל מסלול שיהיה במניינו אחדים עם העשרות, בין מחשבון השמש, בין משאר חשבונות הירח. For any angle of מסלול השמש, which isn't a multiple of 10, we find the Menat HaMaslul by interpolating, proportionally between the two closest multiples of 10. For example, if the Maslul HaShemesh is 65 degrees, this is halfway between 60 and 70 degrees. The Menat HaMaslul of 60 degrees is 1 degree 41 minutes, and for 70 degrees, it's 1 degree and 51 minutes. So for 65 degrees, we take the angle halfway between these two. That is, 1 degree and 46 minutes. If the Maslul HaShemesh is 67 degrees, which is 7/10 of the way from 60 to 70 degrees, we take as its Menat HaMaslul the angle 7/10 of the way from 1 degree 41 minutes to 1 degree 51 minutes, that is, 1 degree 48 minutes. How do we find the Menat HaMaslul if the Maslul HaShemesh is not even a whole number of degrees, but includes some additional minutes and seconds? The Rambam says at the end of Halacha Tet that we may simply round to the nearest degree in this case, meaning if the number of minutes is 30 or more, then round up, and if the number of minutes is less than 30, then round down. The next halacha demonstrate the methods of this perek by using them to find the Makom HaMiti of the sun on the day which came up in the last perek, the 14th of Tammuz in the year 4938, that's 1178. In the last perek, we computed the Malach HaEmtzai of that day to be 105 degrees, 37 minutes, and 25 seconds. And we found the Gova HaShemesh on that day to be 86 degrees, 45 minutes, and 23 seconds. Therefore, the Maslul HaShemesh is the difference between these two angles, the first minus the second, which comes out to 18 degrees, 52 minutes, and 2 seconds. To find the Menat HaMaslul, we round this to the nearest degree, in this case, upward, to 19 degrees. In Halacha Dalid, we find that the Menat HaMaslul of 10 degrees is 20 minutes, and of 20 degrees is 40 minutes. Therefore, the Menat HaMaslul of 19 degrees is 9/10 of the way from the first of these to the second, that is, from 20 minutes to 40 minutes, 9/10 of the way is 38 minutes. Since the Maslul HaShemesh is less than 180 degrees, we find the Makom HaMiti by subtracting from it the Menat HaMaslul. And here we go back to using the exact Maslul HaShemesh, not rounded, of 18 degrees, 52 minutes, and 2 seconds. Subtracting 38 minutes gives us 18 degrees, 14 minutes, and 2 seconds. This is the angle which is labeled A in all the illustrations we've seen, and it represents the Makom HaMiti of the sun minus the Gova. So we get the Makom HaMiti itself by adding the Gova, which is 86 degrees, 45 minutes, 23 seconds, to arrive at 104 degrees, 59 minutes, and 25 seconds. Which Mazal is this in? The fourth constellation counterclockwise, starting from Taleh, because 104 is between 90 and 120. That's between 3 times 30 and 4 times 30. That is the Mazal of Sartan, 15 degrees inside the region of this Mazal, minus a few seconds. The Rambam adds that once we find the Makom HaMiti of the Sun, and later of the Moon, we don't need to take seconds into account in future calculations, and we may round these to the nearest minute. We conclude the perek with Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Rambam connects the topic of these last two prakim, the exact position of the sun in the sky, to the topic of the two prakim before them, the four tkufot of the solar year. Umeachar sheteida mekom haShemesh b'chol eit shetirtze, teida yom hatkufa hamiti kol tkufa shetirtze. Bein tkufot habaot achari karze, shemenu hitchalnu, bein tkufot shavru mishtanim kadmoniot. We learned in Prakim Tet and Yud how to calculate the moment of each of the four tkufot of the year, both according to Shmuel and according to Rav Ada, using straight arithmetic by assuming that each season is of equal length, and so the time between each tkufa and the next one is constant. But as the Rambam pointed out at the end of Perek Yud, this assumption isn't correct, and the seasons actually vary in length. But now that we know how to calculate the position of the sun in the sky on any day, we can find more precisely when each tekufa starts. Recall from Perek Tet that by definition, tekufa Nisan is the moment the sun enters the region of the ecliptic belonging to the Mazal of Taleh. Tekufa Tammuz is when it enters the region of Sartan. Tekufa Tishrei is when it enters Moznayim, and Tekufa Tevet is when it enters Gedi. So we can use the methods of the last two prakim to calculate the exact day in which the Makom HaMiti of the sun enters one of these regions in any year, past or future, in order to find the exact day of the corresponding Tekufa.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.